Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
This is new, this rise and shine. I don't know what to say to that. Here we are.
Here we are. Once again, joining together with you, Mighty Companion, to talk about the Course in Miracles workbook lessons. Lesson 105 today, God's peace and joy are mine. Before we begin, let's join together in consciousness. Let's take a good deep breath. God's peace and joy are mine. God's peace and joy are yours. Today we will accept them, knowing they belong to us. And we will try to understand these gifts increase as we receive them. They're not like to the gifts the world can give, in which the giver loses as he gives the gift. The taker is the richer by his loss. These are not gifts, but bargains made with guilt.
The truly given gift entails no loss. It is impossible that one can gain because another loses. This implies a limit and an insufficiency. No gift is given thus. Such, quote-unquote, gifts are but a bid for more valuable return, a loan with interest to be paid in full, a temporary lending meant to be a pledge of debt to be repaid with more than was received by him who took the gift.
This strange distortion of what giving means pervades all levels of the world you see. It strips all meaning from the gifts you give and leaves you nothing in the ones you take. A major learning goal this course has set is to reverse your view of giving so you can receive. For giving has become a source of fear, and so you would avoid the only means by which you can receive.
Accept God's peace and joy, and you will learn a different way of looking at a gift. God's gifts will never lessen when they are given away. They but increase thereby. As heaven's peace and joy intensify when you accept them as God's gift to you, so does the joy of your Creator grow when you accept His joy and peace as yours.
True giving is creation. It extends the limitless to the unlimited, eternity to timelessness, and love unto itself. It adds to all that is completely already, not in simple terms of adding more, for that implies that it was less before. It adds by letting what cannot contain itself fulfill its aim by giving everything it has away, securing it forever for itself.
Today, accept God's peace and joy as yours. Let Him complete Himself as He defines completion. You will understand what completes Him must complete His Son as well. He cannot give through loss. No more can you. Receive His gift of joy and peace today, and He will thank you for your gift to Him.
Today, our practice periods will start a little differently. Begin today by thinking of those brothers who have been denied by you the peace and joy that are their right under the equal laws of God. Here you denied them to yourself, and here you must return to claim them as your own. Think of your enemies a little while, and tell each one as he occurs to you, "My brother, peace and joy I offer you, that I may have God's peace and joy as mine."
Thus you prepare yourself to recognize God's gifts to you and let your mind be free of all that would prevent success today. Now are you ready to accept the gift of peace and joy which God has given you? Now are you ready to experience the joy and peace you have denied yourself? Now can you say, God's peace and joy are mine, for you have given what you would receive.
You must succeed today if you prepare your mind as we suggest, for you have let all bars to peace and joy be lifted up, and what is yours can come to you at last. So tell yourself, God's peace and joy are mine, and close your eyes a while, and let His voice assure you that the words you speak are true.
Spend your 5 minutes thus with Him each time you can today, but do not think that less is worthless when you cannot give Him more. At least remember hourly to say the words which call on him to give you what he wills to give and wills you to receive.
Determine not to interfere today with what he wills. And if a brother seems to tempt you to deny God's gift to him, see it as but another chance to let yourself receive the gifts of God as yours. Then bless your brother thankfully and say, "My brother, peace and joy I offer you, that I may have God's peace and joy as mine." God's peace and joy are mine, and so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. A major learning goal this course has set is to reverse your view of giving so you can receive. I find it interesting very often, you know, that I notice now more than ever, because of A Course in Miracles, I'll notice when people just aren't willing to receive, you know, because they've been conditioned to believe that that's a form of humility. It's just, oh no, that's okay. I don't need your gift. But they don't recognize what's being lost in the translation is that giving and receiving are one. If I am denied my ability to give, then I'm also denied my ability to receive. So if I can't give love, then I can't receive love. My channel is blocked, so to speak. And so I need to give and give again and give again, because the gift of love is ever expanding and ever growing. That's the miracle, the shift of perception, moving into this new way of being, new way of seeing, a new way of thinking, actually the thoughts of God, the thoughts of love. We can apply this in almost any situation, and I think it's important to apply it in every situation. If we can remember to apply it, and how do we do that? We practice our practice. We take a good deep breath, we turn within, and we ask, what's the truth? We let Spirit be our guide. Like we talked about yesterday, I seek but what belongs to me in truth. In this lesson, we're saying, God's peace and joy are mine. These are the gifts that God has given us. This is what we really seek. And we all, I think almost everybody really ultimately knows, even through all the chatter, well, I want this and I want that. But ultimately, what we really want is the peace and joy, which are the original gifts of God given to us already. And then the recognition that those are the gifts that we're given, and they can be recognized as ours in this present now. God's peace and joy are mine. Mm.
I was imagining preparing a gift for a loved one and giving great care and just the anticipation of the peace and joy of the loved one receiving the gift that I've prepared. And it's hard to even imagine that one not receiving the gift. You know, not accepting and receiving the gift. And even, you know, they may receive the gift, sure, but then there feels as if there must be an immediate reciprocity, you know, mm-hmm. and making it transactional. And so it's really something interesting to practice, like truly just being receptive and being in the moment of receiving and not thinking about, oh, now do I have to return the favor or anything like that. Just like cherish and fully drink in the receipt of this beautiful gift and receive it. And how good it makes the giver feel when they know that the gift that they've given has been received. I almost choked up when I read the part about today, accept God's peace and joy as yours. Let him complete himself as he defines completion. I felt like an emotion with that. you will understand that what completes him must complete you as well. And I just felt emotion with that, you know, that this idea of who have we thought that we've been that we can't receive the gift of God? And how a receptivity, our acceptance of the gift actually restores us to who we are and brings us home, which is what a Father, Mother, God presence would want.
Of course. It's
child, home, happy, peaceful, joyful. You know, all I want, beloved, is for your happiness and your joy. And so, so this is really a beautiful lesson, made even more so by teaching us how to clear the altar from yesterday's lesson. How do we do that? Mm-hmm. We do that by giving. And here it's asking us to forgive by giving those who we perceive as our quote-unquote enemies. Mm-hmm. And so it is, you know, removing the log from my eye. You know, I see a splinter in your eye, but it's really just a reflection of the log within my own, you know, that biblical scripture. Mm-hmm. And to go out, you know, and ask, you know, do your forgiveness work of your brother and sister. That's giving, forgiving. And that as we do that, you know, as we give those who we would perceive as our enemy the blessing, conferring upon them the good wishes of peace and joy, we clear that altar that we spoke of yesterday, mm-hmm. so that we then may receive what we're giving. It's truly beautiful. It's a beautiful web of relationship, of connection, of recognition of our unity, our inherent oneness with one another, that we are all aspects of that divine. And that as I forgive my brother, sister, you know, as I forgive and give forth the gift, confer the blessing of peace and joy upon a brother or sister, we complete each other. We complete each other. And I just think that's beautiful. So I feel, you know, really grateful for this lesson. My brother, my sister, peace and joy I offer you, that I may have God's peace and joy as mine. God's peace and joy are mine.
And so it is. It's beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us. We love you. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. Send my love into the heavens and in